MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. The roadmap to success in your business on eBay may not show the potholes and bumps you'll hit along the way, but you know there are bound to be some. With us now to offer her advice on overcoming obstacles in your business is Charlene Anderson. She's the owner of the Anderson Group, LLC, and she's known on eBay as top-rated seller, purveyor all things creative. It's hard for me to read this. Purveyor all things creative, all one word. Charlene, what kind of obstacles might people face with their business on eBay?
Well, there are physical obstacles and there are mental obstacles, and it can be anything from being a procrastinator to living in an area where you don't have mail pickup, so you have to go to the post office every day. As baby boomers get older, there are health issues involved. If you're starting a family, you've got young children to take care of. So everybody in this world has obstacles. It's how you deal with them that determines whether you're successful or not.
Well, I know a little bit about this first subject. How does health impact a business on eBay?
Well, boy, I can relate to this one, too. I spent 5 years being blind until modern medicine caught up with the eye issues I had and I could have some surgery. So for me, it meant I had to do things like get, you know, a super giant monitor that I could magnify things, to having to have somebody come get my packages and take them to the post office. I live in a town with no mail pickup and we can't have delivery either, so you have to go to the post office. So I had to hire somebody to go for me. But it was a way of keeping my business going. You have to do what you have to do. So if you have back issues, it may be that you need to hire, you know, a teenager or a tween in the neighborhood to carry packages for you. If you have something like chronic fatigue syndrome, you may have to work in shorter bursts of time, rest, and get back to it. But to me, the secret is don't let it beat you.
Well, makes sense. And, you know, we've all gone through these. I have, just recently.
Yeah.
And you sit there and you say, well, that's it. My life's over. I can't work. I can't do anything. But the truth of the matter is, what Charlene is trying to say is that there are things you can reach out and do. And
yeah, you just have to, you have to figure out what is the way to get around the speed bump that's in the road. If it's a time issue, you may have to give up having the perfectly immaculate house and spend the time making listings on eBay. Health issues?
That ship sailed.
Hold on.
That ship sailed with me.
Yeah, let me check that one off the list.
I like that.
Or hire a housekeeper.
Charlene, you know, said we could just let it go.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm taking expert opinion here.
Yeah, and it's only a few months later you show up on Hoarders.
Yeah, really.
So you have to set your priorities.
Right.
These are physical obstacles, and we do talk about these quite often. But I was really interested in your take about mental obstacles. Can you define those as examples?
Well, I think you can spend a lot of time in your own head convincing yourself why you shouldn't be doing something or why something isn't working. You know, I'm not selling on eBay because Google messed up, you know, search. I'm not selling on eBay because XYZ. I'm not this. You know, that is, and I hate to be harsh, but that's such a defeatist attitude, and you won't get anywhere with that attitude. So you can turn it around and say, okay, Google screwed up search, and my eBay stuff isn't showing up now. What can I do to fix that? Is it start a newsletter? Is it include stuff in the packages that go out? Is it having a promotion? Is it pinning on Pinterest? Is it putting stuff on Facebook? What is it you can do to get around that speed bump that was put in your way?
You know, I saw it go to great extremes recently, and of course I will never mention any names, but someone who listens to this show has not sold on eBay for over a year. I didn't know that. And the reason I found out about it was this person kept complaining to me in private email, oh, eBay's doing this, eBay's doing that, this is happening, I can't sell anything, da-da-da-da. And then I thought, what, you know, you're coming on, you've got, I said, what's wrong? You know, exactly. Well, I don't have the time to do all the things eBay tells me to do. Well, this person is on Facebook all day. This person comes on the chat room. This person actually listens to our show, Charlene. But thinks of every excuse in the world to not sell.
And that's the mental obstacle that I'm going to use every excuse I can so I don't have to put myself out there and be responsible for the results. So you can blame eBay for this. You can blame, well, I'm too busy on Facebook. I'm too busy doing this. Really, I think it's a lot of fear-based actions that do that, that putting it off. So the person doesn't have to be responsible if things don't work out.
Well, got news for you. If you're an entrepreneur, you are responsible. And if things don't work out, though, it isn't always your fault. Seriously.
No, I mean, it isn't. No. But, you know, you got to figure out a way to turn it around so it does work out. And, you know, there's the old saying about the 99% perspiration, 1% inspiration. If you give up, you'll never know what's going to work. So I just would really like people to not think that one try at something means, oh, eBay's horrible now, eBay's changed too much. No, everything changes every single day, and you have to change with it and adapt and work those changes so you're smarter than the next person and you get the sales.
What you mentioned one of the obstacles that you've personally faced in your business. So what was wrong with your eyes?
Well, I have an autoimmune disease that's related to rheumatoid arthritis, except instead of attacking my joints, it attacked my eyes. And until some of these new biologic medicines that you see on TV, like Remicade and Enbrel and Humira came out, the only thing they could do was kind of try to calm it down with massive doses of steroids. And then when these medicines came out, they were able to calm it down long enough to do 3 surgeries on each eye, and I can now see to drive. So
wow.
It's like freedom.
So you had 5 years where you could not
five
see.
Yeah, 5 years. I've had the disease since 1984, but I was able to manage until that last 5 years. And then my vision was 2800, which legally blind is 2200. So I was way off the charts.
So what did you do during that time?
I sold on eBay. I got, you know, monitors that I could enlarge big enough to see. I had stuff well labeled, and I knew exactly where everything was. And I still worked. I didn't stop one day because I figured, why let it win? You know.
Well, you had the right attitude, obviously.
Well, I'm stubborn too, so that helps.
How long have you been selling on eBay?
Since 1997.
Wow, Griff.
Yeah, back when you didn't even have to put pictures with listings.
Yeah.
And people could leave feedback even if you hadn't had a transaction with the person.
Yeah, you've
really?
Been there. Yeah, that's right.
You're kidding.
In the initial version of feedback, you could leave as many feedbacks for someone else, positive, negative, negative or neutral. All you had to do is be registered. You didn't have to have had a transaction with them.
That's right.
You can't imagine the kind of feedback disputes that created.
Gosh. Yeah, really? The Wild West.
Yeah, Charlene remembers.
And that was back in, what, 1997?
Well, that was back, I think, in the summer of 1902, if I recall correctly. Let me scratch my head like an old man here.
Wow.
And my wizened old continents.
It's been a long time.
It's been almost 20 years since that.
Yeah.
Well, we tied it to a transaction in, I believe, 1999.
Yeah, so I had 2 years of it without a transaction-based thing. So.
Yeah.
It was an interesting time, and things were, let's say, far less structured, we'll put it that way.
So you got special monitors while you were going through this time where you could hardly see. You got special monitors, and did you get help?
I hired somebody to come pick up my shipments and take them to the post office. Because my husband had to be at work before the post office opened, and he didn't get off till after it closed, so I had to hire somebody to take them in, because I had no other choice. You know, there's no mail delivery or pickup in this town, so you have to go. And I said, I'm not going to let something stupid like that stop me, because that's silly. If you can sell enough to pay for that person, why would you not do it?
Were you full-time work eBay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, full-time online selling since 2002.
We need to, I think, one of these days have on people who talk about part-time sellers also. Part-time selling, it's a little bit different. Do you know what I mean? If you've got a full-time job and something horrifying happens in your life, sometimes there's something you have to give up.
Yeah, and it may be that you have to put your eBay
right.
stuff on
every
hold
now
for
and
a while.
Then that happens, and you
yep.
shouldn't feel guilty about that. It happened to me.
No, you shouldn't, but you should now make a plan mm-hmm. that if something happens and I have eBay listings that are live, who's going to ship them for me? Just have a backup plan in place. If something really, really bad happens, who is going to take over and close everything down for you and all that, kind of like that worst-case scenario plan. So someone needs to have your logins and passwords to be able to do that, someone that you trust. It's kind of the whole contingency thing that you do all this planning and then hope you never, ever have to use it.
You know, Griff, we need to have an attorney on or somebody who knows about the legalities of who gets your eBay listings and what happens when, if you should get horribly sick or pass away, you need to leave your eBay business to somebody. I mean, something needs to happen there, right?
I left it to my husband in my will.
Did you?
Yeah, I had that set up that he gets it. So, you know, there are options, and everybody's case will be different depending on the state you live in and the legal formation of your business. So I think that's another contingency that you should take care of, because maybe the person you're thinking of doing it doesn't want to do it.
We've been talking to Charlene Anderson, Anderson Group, LLC. She's the owner. Thank you, Charlene. We need to hear these things.
Thanks, Charlene. This segment was sponsored by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Coming up next, let's make a deal. 888-723-4630. When we return with eBay Radio.
Reply Manager is coming to the rescue of many online sellers. Kirsty Smouse of eBay top-rated seller Revant Optics was overwhelmed by the success of her e-commerce business, especially when it came to customer emails.
We used email messages, so we had more than one email address. So yeah, a lot of bouncing around between the different interfaces.
She explained how Reply Manager provided a solution.
Route several support email addresses into just one location.
Next, Reply Manager organized her conversations with customers.
We can take emails from the same customer and put them into one continuous thread.
Reply Manager works for Kirsty's employees, too, without giving them her eBay password.
You can leave notes so everyone is on the same page.
Reply Manager helped Kirsty get her customer emails under control, and it can help you, too. For more information, visit ReplyManager.com.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.